I deliver the message the Lord has given to me today. If you read Daniel 11:32, you may not go there. That's not our text. Daniel 11:32 is a popular anthem in the Christian world. And it's that scripture that said, the people who know their God, it's those people that will be strong, eh? And do exploits. They that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. The knowledge of God is not negotiable. In the end times, that's what Daniel, the book of Daniel says. In the end times, the people that will know their God are the ones that will be strong and will do exploits. You will not do exploits for God if you don't have knowledge. If you don't know the law via experiential knowledge, you will not be strong. You will not be strong. You will be tossed and fro like the wind. For you not to be tossed and fro like the wind, you have to know the Lord. We are talking about the ministry of angels. Psalms 91 verse 11. The scripture says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. He shall give his angels charge over who? Thee. To keep thee in all thy ways. The ministry of angels. You can take down the volume a bit. Angels are spirits. They are spirit beings created by God, created early in the creation works of God. Angels were all created to be good. Angels were not created to be worshipped. And all of the angels that God had created, the finest of all, the one that walked upon the coal, the stones of fire, the one that was decked with the best of all spiritual glory, was Lucifer. He said iniquity was found in him because of his beauty. His beauty corrupted him. Lucifer fell down from heaven, and with his tail, he threw 1/3 of the angels of heaven. So there are more angels than the ones Lucifer drew. Those ones Lucifer drew out, they are the bad angels. Today they are also demons. They are also demons. Lucifer was one of the archangels, just as Michael is and Gabriel. He was in the rankings of the cherubs. He was the anointed cherub that covered it. They are the cherubs, they are the seraphims. Isaiah 6 was the only place that talked about the seraphims in the Bible. The cherubs are the ones that defend the holiness of God. In the Garden of Eden, it was a cherub that God put to secure that. Angels are real. Angels are real. The ministry of angels. Look at Psalm 91 verse 11. You are going to understand the Bible better today. It said, for he, who is the he? The Lord. Shall give his angels, charge over thee. To do what? Keep you in all your ways. The Amplified Version said, to accompany, defend, and preserve you. God will send his angels to accompany, to defend, to preserve you. Angels are real. Our brother was sharing a testimony here today. He said that It was the angel of the Lord that helped. You said something like that, right? That the scorpion did not bite him. It was the angel of the Lord that moved. I said, good. The other testimony was that when the accident was to happen, some way, somehow, it was averted. If God opens your eye in the realm of the spirit, you will not see the spirit of the Lord coming to move the vehicle like this or the bike so that the accident will not happen. No. The spirit works within. Angels work without. In is the spirit. Out will be the angels. That thing that happened at that accident scenario, if God opens your eye in the spirit, you'll see an invisible hand turning that vehicle for it not to harm the elect of the Lord. He said he will give his angels charge to keep thee in all thy ways. Look at verse 12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy feet against a stone. The stone here is metaphorical. The stone can be an accident. The stone can be like a building collapse that wants to fall on you. The stone can be maybe a bullet. It is metaphorical. Lest thou dash thy feet against the stone. You just hear that, the thing was about to, nearly, I cannot explain, is the angels. He will give his angels charge, command. Just like a general will tell his men, make sure that this city is watched. I don't want any invasion here. They'll say, yes, sir. They will go. And off to duty. That's what the Lord does. He will keep his angels charged to keep thee in all thy ways. Angels are real. The angels of the Lord are sent for your sake. The angels are your servant. They are your servants. I will tell you why I say they are your servants. It's not because of you. You are too small. Angels are built to last. They are built to stay for eternity. They are built strong. You are too weak to have dealings with angels. But because of who you are, because of the glory of God upon you, because you are made in the image and in the likeness of the Elohim. We are coming back to Psalm 91. Go to Hebrews 1. Let me show you something. Hebrews 1. Let me show you something. I'm sorry, I didn't want to delve into this teaching until the Lord gave me utterance. And it came late. So we just have to go to it now. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. Or rather, verse 14. I want you to see who angels are to you and what they can do for you. Angels are real. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits? Are these angels not all ministering spirits? All of them sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Who has another translation here? Are they not all ministering? Who has another translation here? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation? Hebrews 1:14. Yes, the mic, please. Bring the mic to her. What translation are you about to read, please? Good. Give her very fast. Read the Amplified. The ministry of angels. We want to see who angels are. Please, the mic properly. Yes.
Are not the angels all ministering spirits?
See.
Servants.
Are these angels not ministry what?
Spirits.
Ministry spirits.
Servants.
And servants.
Sent out in the service.
Sent out in the service.
Of God.
Of God.
For the assistance.
For the assistance.
Of those who are to inherit
of
salvation.
Of those who are to inherit salvation. Who are the heirs of salvation? Who are the heirs? Is it this stick? Is it this chair? I'm the heir of salvation. I'm a heir. The Bible says we are joint heirs with Christ. Sent for their ministering spirit, servants sent to minister to the heirs. Have you gone to a restaurant And you cross the leg and you say, please, I want what kind of fried rice and I want this. This is my menu. Okay. You just place your menu. You continue reading your paper. Before you know, this is it. Any other thing? He says, okay. Send forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. There's something he said I like. He said he commanded the angels. I said, it's in the spirit, because that was my topic. He commanded the angels to watch the road as he's going now. He said, that is it. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation? You are not a vagabond. You are a heir, a joint heir with Christ. You are not an orphan. Sent to minister unto the heirs of Christ. You can put angels to work, but you don't know. He said he commanded the angels to watch the road as he's going out. The ministry of angels. Angels are sent forth to serve the children of God. Huh? Yeah. If an angel comes to fight with you, the angel will crush you before 1 second. Physically, the angel will crush you before 1 second. But because of who you are, they were not created in the image of the Elohim. That's why when Lucifer fell, there was no redemption plan. Because they were created as robots. God did not give them free will like that, like he gave to man. Man was created in his own image and likeness. That's why when Adam fell, God ran to see that the Messiah will die on the cross so that man will be redeemed back. He does not want to lose his image and likeness. Angels don't have that image and likeness like man. If you see angels like this, they may come as... I encounter an angel here, the glory, the light you see in the angel, in fact, you can go blind. You will just fall and bow. That was what happened to John the Beloved. When he wanted to bow the angel said, no, stop that. I'm also your brethren. He said, worship Jesus for the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. You've not seen that in the Bible? John the Beloved wanted to bow down to the angel. Angels are not to be worshipped. Some people will say, Angel Michael, pray for me. Angel Eden, pray for me. Angel this. That is Babylonian worship. Angel, pray for you. Which angel can pray for you? See, there is only one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ. Angels cannot pray for you. Rather, you put angels to work. You don't pray to angels. You don't look for one angel. The angel said, don't worship me. Worship God. Worship God. The ministry of angels. Are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation? Sent forth to minister to the heirs of... God has helped me. I didn't know where it was, but I've seen it. Revelation 19. Revelation 19. From verse 9 to 10. Revelation 19, verse 9 to 10. This is the way you can grow in grace. Through knowledge. It's not by jumping and shouting. He said, I will bring pastors to them that will teach them, that will give them knowledge. Pastors after my heart. Revelation 19, 9 to 10. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. John wanted to worship an angel. And he said unto me, see, thou do it not. Don't worship me. I am your fellow servant. I'm a servant. And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The angel say, worship God. You don't worship me. Angels are sent to preserve the children of God. In the book of Genesis 19, God was tired of Sodom and Gomorrah. God was to destroy Sodom. And God sent 2 angels. Don't forget, the angels that went to destroy Sodom are the same angels that delivered Lot. I don't know if you understand me. The angels of God on the earth, they are not only here to preserve, they are also here to destroy things. When I mean, they are here to destroy the works of the devil on the condition that the saints delegate them to do it. The angel was to destroy Lot, was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone, but the same angel put Lot and his family out of Sodom. Told them, none should look back, but the wife looked back. Now, That angel went to preserve Lot. Have you not heard of when all the disciples were arrested immediately after Pentecost? Said they should not speak of the name of the Lord again. And an angel came and opened the prison. What about when Peter was locked in the prison? An angel came. Just, in fact, the appearance of the angel, the light itself, we just cut the chain. Do you know why? They stay in the presence of Shekinah Kabod. They stay in the presence of the Almighty. So there is a glory that comes from the presence of God. The angels, they radiate. You see, not Moses that went near that glory. When Moses was coming, his face was shining. The children of Israel could not look at him. They said, go away from us. Look at your... Moses had to put a veil in his face before talking to the children of Israel. Because he was coming from somewhere. And that's the place. Michael said, I am Michael that stands before the presence of God. Michael stands before the presence of God. You think if you see Michael, you can stand? There is a glory is radiating. That glory is not just from him. It's something, it's like a magnet. He has stayed so much in the presence of Yahweh. So because of that radiance, if he's coming, even Lucifer may not be able to stand. Lucifer wanted to take the body of Moses. Michael appeared and said, Satan, the Lord rebuked him. And Satan shifted. There is a glory. Angels are coming with because of their location, where they dwell. They dwell before the presence of the Almighty. That's why 10 demons can be here rampaging somebody and an angel comes with a glittering sword. All the demons will flee. If 10,000 demons are here with Satan and somebody is praying and calling on the heavens and God sends Michael, only Michael just appearing, Satan, all of them, they will lose weight. They will lose weight. Because there is a place they stay. The ministry of angels. They are sent to preserve you. You are the heirs of salvation. During the times of the Old Testament and the New Testament, there was manifestation of angels. Angels are still working today. When Paul was on his way to meet Caesar, when the boat was to capsize, there was a storm, the ship was to capsize. He said, an angel of the Lord stood by me. An angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, stood by me. Say, Paul, because of here, there shall no hair of anyone here be touched, only that the ship will scatter. That was an angel. These are spirit beings. There are two categories of angels. There are angels of light, angels of darkness. But they all emerge from light. Those ones in darkness, they fell from the glory of God. Now, the angels of darkness, there are two categories. They are the ones that are in bonds. They are in chains, in eternal chains. They are the ones that are free, roaming as demons. Those ones that are in chains, they are those ones in Genesis chapter 6 that were called the sons of God that came and were sleeping with the daughters of men. So the Bible said in Jude that God has reserved them in everlasting chains, awaiting judgment, because they did not keep their first estate. Are we following? Any of these things, listing critically, any question you have next time you approach me. They are reserved in chain because they not keep the first estate. But the other ones that did not commit that crime, they are still free, roaming as demons till today. Looking, they are disembodied spirits. They don't have body. They are looking for people to enter and operate. That's why when Jesus was to cast out that devil from that man, the demons were saying they wanted to enter. Jesus was giving them direction. Look at Psalm 103 verse 20. In this place, I think we will understand properly. Psalm 103 verse 20. Psalm 103 verse 20. I think I will love the amplified version. Psalm 103 verse 20. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of our God and our Lord Jesus. How can you grow in grace? It's not by shouting, I receive grace. Receive knowledge. You have grace. Receive knowledge, you have grace. So in the days of tribulation, you can know how to put your angel to work. The Lord give us understanding. You can read that, please. Yes. Psalm 103 verse 20.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
You his angel.
You his angel.
You mighty ones.
Mighty. See, angels are mighty. Meaning they are very strong. That's why I said your building is not like angels. Angels own. There are some angels that can stand there and stand 8 feet. their strength is not human strength. 1,000 times cannot even equate that. The Bible calls them mighty ones. Continue.
Who do his commandments?
Continue.
Hearkening to the voice of his word.
That's all right. Bless the Lord. Here is angels that do his commandments. Hearkening to the voice of his word. How can you get the voice of the word of God? I've told us here before. The word of God is written. Like you see in the Bible. Huh? It's the word. But it has no voice. You give it voice. You give it voice. The angels hearken to the voice of his word. How can they hearken to the voice of his word? The word here is not speaking that you are hearing. Are you hearing me? Now look at this for an example. Psalm 102 verse 1 says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Let my cry come unto thee. I'm giving the word of God a voice now. Now the angels, bless the Lord, there is angels that do his command, hearkening to the voice of his word. So as you're speaking, giving the word a voice, the angels will hearken. The Lord give you understanding. Hearkening to the voice of his word. So if you don't give the word of God a voice, there is nothing to be hearkened unto. See, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. You are giving the word of God a voice. An angel with a flaming sword will just stand by. Yes, yes. He's giving the word a voice. And the angel will stand and no demon can even trespass because of that word that has been brought forth. Because of that word that has been brought forth. They say you will die. Some demons are molesting, coming around you, like they said of this brother. And you say, no weapon! No weapon of passion against me shall prosper. The angels will hearken to the voice of the word. They will come and look for those demons. And look for how to discharge them. They hearken to the voice of his word. Read that verse again, you will understand it. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength. Are you seeing? God created them to be powerful. That do his commandment, hearken to the voice of his word. Hearkening to the voice of his word. That do his commandments. They carry out God's plans. The angels of God are also sent to bring tidings to us. Look at Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. The angel of the Lord came and gave him the tidings about John the Baptist. How John was to be born. Look at Joseph. The angel came and told him too how that he should take Jesus away from Egypt. For all that saw the life of the child are dead. They bring tidings to us. You might be in a dream. Somebody will come and give you a message. You look at, you think it's your neighbor's face. You think it's your pastor's face. But you wouldn't know it's the angel of the Lord. Somebody told me that she saw me in a dream last week that I told her that money is going to come to her, that God has settled her case, so. I say, wonderful, that encounter is with the angel of the Lord, not me. It's the angel of the Lord. The angel can just speak a face. They don't have human flesh, so they can just speak a face. They can come with the face of even your mother. An angel can come. They come to bring tidings. It's for you to be discerning and know that this is an angel. The angels of the Lord, they are also set to strengthen the children of God at some points in their life. Don't forget, the ministry of strengthening is chiefly that of the Holy Spirit. Are you getting me? But if you read the Bible, look at Luke 22:43. Let me show you something. Luke 22:43. If you're getting blessed, let me see your hand up. If you're not getting blessed, leave your hand down. You're getting blessed. Let me see your hand up. Very good. Luke 22:43. Look up from 42. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. An angel came to strengthen Jesus while he was praying. There are some dimensions of prayer you just pray. An angel will just come and touch you somewhere. Before you know, you become strengthened like a lion. The angels came and strengthened the incarnate Christ. Angels, they cannot strengthen the God Christ. Let me not go deep into that. Angels cannot strengthen the God Christ, but they strengthen the incarnate Christ. Are you getting me? Christ functions in different offices, both as the Son of Man, as the Son of God. Angels cannot strengthen Jesus as God, but they can strengthen him as a man. Because then he was as unto a man. He put on flesh, incarnation. The mystery of godliness is that God appeared to us in the flesh and dwelt with us. That's the mystery of godliness. So the angels strengthened him because his flesh was weak. The angels strengthened. Angels are there to strengthen. Angels are there to deliver. Angels are there to deliver. Look at Acts chapter 5. From 19 to 20. Acts chapter 5. I will be summarizing right now. Acts chapter 5. From 19 to 20. The scripture says, I read from verse 17 to 20. But when the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. They put the apostles in where? Prison. Look at 19 down. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors. The human hands could, whether the prison door had chain, burglary, 1 million padlock, is not their matter. Just a thought, boom. They excel in strength. It will open. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. God uses his angels to deliver people. Many times you want to have an accident. Before you know, you say, nearly, the vehicle was just coming. I wanted to hit us, and all of a sudden, I cannot explain. You cannot explain. It's the operation of the angel of the Lord through the mercy of God. The ministry of angels. The angels of God, they are here for you, not against. Huh? What did I say? Angels of God, they are here for you, not against. They only be against you when you refuse the salvation of Christ on that final day. That's when they'll be against you. Because the Bible called them the reapers. Christ will send them. They will separate the wheat, the tares from the wheat. They will separate, call them the reapers. And they will cast them into everlasting fire. So for now, the angels of God are for you. Except you refuse the salvation of God in the regeneration. On that day of judgment, those angels will work against you if you did not accept the salvation of Christ. Because they are his messengers. They are his messengers. And I believe everyone listening to me is appointed unto salvation. I believe everyone here is appointed unto salvation, eternal salvation. They are ministering spirits sent forth for you. Satan threw one third of the angels. Please, who is a good mathematician here, please? Huh? Who is very good in maths? Okay. Give him the mic, please. Or just stand in the mic, please. Fast, please. I don't have time. Satan, with his tail, threw one third of the angels from heaven. One third of 100 is how many? If we have 100 people here, one third of the 100 people here is how many? Yes. His mass is very much aligned. Yes. You still try. Okay. 33. 33 is one third of 100. Bar. Let's do the mass. Go to Revelation 12. Revelation 12. So, he got 33. But do you know my mass is very bad? Me, I wouldn't even know. Revelation 12. Revelation 12 verse 4. Carry the mic and read, please. Carry the mic and read. Very fast. Revelation 12 verse 4.
Revelation 12 verse 4.
Yes.
And he still drew
the He still drew. In fact, read from verse 3. Let's see who still drew.
And there appeared another wonder.
And
behold, a great red dragon.
Behold, a great red dragon.
Having seven heads.
Having seven heads.
And ten horns.
And ten horns.
And seven crowns.
And seven crowns upon his head.
And he still drew the third part of the stars.
He still drew one third of the stars. If you're saying stars in the Bible, it's angels. Angels. He still drew one third of the stars of heaven. Continue.
And did cast them to the earth.
And did cast them to the earth.
And the dragon stood before the woman.
Okay, pause. That's just where I want. He still drew one third of the stars in heaven. Who is this dragon? Look at verse 9. You'll see who the dragon is. Read.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And the great dragon.
And the great dragon
was cast out. That old serpent.
He's called the old serpent that deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Called the devil.
He's also called the devil.
And Satan.
That is Satan.
Which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth.
And his angels cast out with him. Are you seeing now that the stars are those angels? So one third of the stars of heaven were cast out with him. So if there were 100 angels in heaven, 33 angels went down with Satan. Have you seen the mass? So, the ones that are for you and the ones that are against you, which one is more? The ones for you are more than the ones against you. There are more angels than demons, okay? There are more angels than demons. If they say 5 million demons stay, then there can be. In fact, we cannot count it. It will times it over and over. The ones for you are more than the ones against you. The angel of the Lord, they are here on earth for the deliverance of the children of God. Peter was freed in the prison. Look at Acts chapter 12 verse 7. Look at it. I read. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. And a light shined in the prison, and he hit Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. Just touching chain is falling. Chain will melt. An angel of the Lord. Have you heard of the days when the Assyrians came out against Israel? One angel smote over how many hundred thousand? 185,000 people. One angel of the Lord destroyed 185,000 people that came against Israel. An angel came and pulled out the chain from Peter. So the angels of the Lord, they are there to deliver the children of God. Finally, look at Matthew chapter 18 verse 10. The ministry of angels is real. As long as the Bible is real, these things are real. And we know that the Bible is real. Revelation 18 verse 10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven there are angels. Do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 18. There are angels. Behold the face of my Father. There are angels. Everyone here has an angel. You have your angels. I have my angels. Huh? For the sake of the assignment God gives to us, we may not have the same number of angels. There are some dimension of work the Lord may come in. And because of the exposure that work has in the spirit world, because of the vibration that work will give, and because of the adversaries that may rise up against, God may give me even 10,000 angels to work with. It's possible. Why an average believer can even be working with 10? Some can be working with 5. I cannot be precise about these things. Are you getting me? But what I'm saying is that we will not have the same operations of angels working with us, but everyone has an angel. Are you getting me? You have an angel. The angel the Lord put for you is like a security. Have you seen an officer, a military officer? Immediately he becomes a star, like one star or whatever. They give him some other sergeant or all of this for protection. They'll give like 3 or 2. How many of us are aware? Huh? Every child of God has ADs, angels working with them. There are angels working with you. So when you are going, you know that the ones for you are more than the ones against you. I'm sorry for our time. Rise up on your feet. Begin to ask the Lord to activate the ministry of angels working with you. Activate the ministry of angels working with you. Activate the ministry of angels working with you. Activate the ministry of angels working with you.
Activate the ministry of angels. I read in the scripture, it said that these are the tongues of angels. You can speak it. You are baptized in the Holy Ghost. You can give your angels command. You want to go out in the morning. You just begin. Why God's servant was speaking, I found out that the angels, they don't listen to my word, they listen to the word of God. They hearken to the word, the voice of his word. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to stretch forth your hands toward God's servant and pray that God will replenish every virtue. That God will strengthen him on every side. Anointing, overflow. There is something about anointing of the Spirit. When God's servant is operating in a level of anointing that is much and overwhelming and is overflowing, it will touch you, you will carry it. Speaking of Aaron, he said that it run from his head to his beard, even to the skirt of his garment. An overflow anointing flows to the congregation. Everybody carries it. When my dad was about going for a school, there was this thing, program he wanted to do. And then he came to a place. He was so stranded. Hallelujah. He was very stranded. No money to board a bus. No money at all. He said that somebody came and gave him the exact money he needed. And then just turned to check on the person that gave him the money. He did not see the person again. The person left. We heard of a sister in this church that said that somebody came into the hospital, gave her exactly her bill. People in the same ward did not see her. See the person that gave her the money, but the person gave her exactly the money and left. Gave her. So
that's
this
right.
Is her real. Hallelujah.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Nwoke, has just delivered to you a message from heaven. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusades, and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 703246 9360. You can follow Apostle Christian Nwoke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Mobile. Visit our website www.ghsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel we preach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's Army Global, bringing the fullness of God to every man and taking as numberless as the sand by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.